This is Ian Newson-Blessed in association with Guildford Dragon News and Ben's Collectors Records. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City drew 1-1 at Spelthorne Sports. Spelthorne not had the best season. You're probably disappointed that we didn't actually get the win, but you're probably a bit happier that from 1-0 down, we got it back at least to 1-1, but we should be winning these games.
Well, I'm not unhappy, that's firstly. If you consider seven players are not here today that would normally be here, and you think who those players are, I think we've done really well. I think we dominated most of the game. We had chances we didn't take, but we haven't done that even with our better players. And to fight back with players coming back after long-term injuries, players who've hardly played a game, you know, I'm happy with that. I'm not happy with the goal we conceded, but I'm happy with that.
That's good to hear, because we did really fight back, especially in that second half, even though we did go 1-0 down. But good goal by Salvatore as well, because I think it's his first league goal and league appearance as well.
Yeah, he's sort of come to us earlier in the season, desperate to sort of prove that he can play this football. He was nowhere near ready. He's really worked hard in training over the last few months. He's got better and better and better, especially outside the box. That was a big worry for us. And I'm really, really happy for him over everyone else that he's managed to nick one today. Really happy for him.
Warm day, very different than most of the games we've been playing. I know that's not really a factor or anything, but yeah, I mean, spring, summer is here, and we got a friendly in midweek against Cobham, and then a very big game for Red Hill next Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Look forward to it since August. Obviously, we had a bit of a tumultuous cup game with them when we were ahead, and it turned round, and we're really looking forward to that one. I'm sure they are. Obviously, depending on what happens on Tuesday as well with Red Hill at Abbey, and Abbey are up for that, I know that. So it will be good. It will be interesting, and you know, all these games are not easy. You know, you said earlier about beating teams like this. Spelthorne are just unlucky, like this season. They've competed with everybody, and it's not like teams normally at the bottom 10 getting beat 5-0 every week. They haven't got beat 5-0 every week. You look at the teams in the past that are rock bottom, it's smashed. There's certain teams higher up than them that have been beaten on a regular basis, 5s, 6s, 7s, and 8s. So, you know, I thought today that they did everything they could do. I mean, they only just lost Whiteleaf in the week, you know. So, yeah, we're sort of ready. The boys have had a rest that chose not to be here today. So
it's really respectful of Spelthorne to be playing as strong as this at the end of the season when you think that the season is lost for them.
Well, there's always something to play for, and people have to learn that. If you want to become any sort of successful club, every game's important. Too many people write these sort of times off. You've got the whole summer to write it off. So play the games, you know? Everyone can't wait to get back to pre-season and stuff. Like, you've got games to play. Play them. They're desperate to still win a game before the end of the season. So fair play to them, you know? They nearly got one today.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you, mate.